This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local. All the members, actually no, minus one, but most of the members, four-fifths of the members of the band Method 13. Welcome to the studio, guys.
What's up?
What's going down?
How's it going?
How's it
going?
In the house.
Well, we're missing one member, so we got to make it a point to do a special shout-out. So let's do that. Let's get that covered.
Yeah, so my brother, my name is Mike. My brother Gerardo, the bassist, he's a little ill. He's in the hospital right now.
Gerardo, we love you, brother.
We love you, man.
Hope you feel well.
Much love, dude. He's listening right now.
All right. So Method 13 in studio now, like I just mentioned. Why don't we go around the room and introduce yourself and tell us what you do for Method 13.
Hi, my name is Craig Cabana. I play guitar in Method 13.
How you doing? I'm Aaron Alday. I'm the lead guitarist for Method 13.
How's it going? I'm Aaron Steinbacher. I am vocals for Method 13.
Again, Michael Palayas. I play drums. I play circles for Method 13.
Ah, yeah. Circles. I like that.
Pretty dope.
Code word. So, again, Method 13, they're going to be playing live at Hempfest this Friday, August 17th at 7 p.m., right in time for you to get off work and then go get all blazed up and watch them at the High Tunes stage, again, at Hempfest in Myrtle Edwards Park this weekend. You guys pretty stoked to play?
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
It's going to be fun.
Hempfest is like it's right as the summer's kind of winding down, but it's like the last real big shebang aside from Pain in the Grass. It's essential summertime, kind of a festival. So it's pretty cool. And
yeah. We were supposed to play it last year, but unfortunately our bass player got sick last year also. So we're pulling hard for him, and it's going to be his last ride with us going straight forward. And so I want everyone to come out and support him and support Method 13 and support Weed and support KSW. So that's what we want to do.
Hell yeah, man. So tell me a little bit about the formation of the band. How long have you guys been a band playing together, and how'd you guys meet and start jamming out?
Well, I started the band probably about 3 years ago in my garage with a guitar.
That's the way you got to do it, man.
A cell phone and an amp.
Nice.
I was in other projects throughout the years in the Northwest music scene, joining bands, not actually making it happen. But I got tired of that, so I decided I'm going to build this project and started from the ground up, and went through members, and Gerardo, actually, I got a hold of him on a band page mix website or something like that. You pay money to find musicians, but there's a lot of crazy ones out there, so be careful. He's like, yeah, I would love to join your band, but can I bring my brother?
It's like the Tinder for musicians.
yeah.
with
Swipe right.
With probably better looking people.
Yeah, there you go.
So he said, can my brother come along for the ride, Michael? And I was like, does he play double bass? And he's like, hell yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, come on in. And then we went from there and went through a few more members. And Aaron, maybe you take it off from here where you came in.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, this formation, I mean, it's been a year. So, I mean, we all just kind of found each other in our own ways. I mean, Aaron is the founding member, absolutely. But through his perseverance, I guess, we've all kind of found each other. Stuck together for a year and, I mean, going pretty strong, just enjoying what we're doing. I mean, not much more to it than that.
Forgot to mention Craig. He kind of jumped in before Aaron jumped in. He kind of started off as a manager for us, he was in Lucero for many years, and he's been up here.
I don't like to use the M word.
So we got him rolling through, and he did a lot of good moves for us. He got us our first show in Spokane from, you know, being in a suit, you know, just being in a jam room. He made it kind of real for us, which was really cool. And so we kept rocking from there. We had a few big shows in between. We got to open it for Steel Panther.
That's great.
So yeah, at the Showbox Soto, right?
Showbox Soto.
Yeah, much love to Showbox. Don't give up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That was a fun.
Save
fun
our Showbox.
So it was just us and them, and you know, we went from playing clubs to playing that to playing clubs again. So it was pretty awesome feeling.
Hell yeah, man.
It was a good feeling, yeah.
So your home base is kind of the North End area, right? Like up near Everett?
Yes, Yes and no. Aaron's from the South End.
Okay.
And we're all from the North End, but, you know, we're more of a Puget Sound band than a, you know, district band. You know
okay,
I mean?
There you go. Just represent the Northwest altogether.
Yeah, absolutely. Six Sound Syndicate for sure.
I hear you, man.
Six Sound Syndicate.
So we're going to play a couple songs here by Method 13 off the self-titled album. You can actually stream it on Spotify. You can find it on their Facebook. You can find links to it from their Facebook, and you can purchase it at I believe you can probably be able to purchase it at Hemfest. Is that correct?
We're actually waiting for the hard copies.
Okay.
They should be done this week, coming in the mail, but, I mean, they're on iTunes, you know, every streamable place.
Probably.
We got posters first for some reason.
Well, here's the thing. You can just listen to it now.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Seattle's best rock.
Exactly. Here on Loud and Local, Method 13, Turn It Up. We got Watch It Die and Method, and then we'll be talking to the band a little bit more. It's Method 13 in studio on Loud and Local.
Sudden death of the human race. It does rebirth.
Method 13 in studio right now.
Yeah.
It's Loud and Local. We're hanging out with the dudes from Method 13, a killer Northwest band playing this Friday at what could be described as one of the most Northwest events ever, Hempfest. Friday, August 17th, man, at 7 p.m. Catch them at the HiTunes stage. And you know what Hempfest is. It's free, but also with a donation. So bring like 10, 15 bucks. Donate. It's a good cause, man. And definitely just go support. You know, you can get some glass for a cheap price and hang out with these guys and tell them Loud and Local sent you. All right. So I got to put you guys on the hot seat today, man.
Oh,
we have you
boy.
Up here. We got to test your knowledge, your interest in music, and let's go around the room, guys, because these are some questions I've been kind of having fun asking lately.
Nice.
So let's go around the room. What is the band that made you like fall in love with music and made you like be like, whoa, that is something that I might want to do one day?
I guess I'll go first. This is Craig, since everybody can't see me.
Yeah, there you go.
I would say Black Sabbath.
Nice.
Yeah. Good choice.
Absolutely. Scared the crap out of me when I first heard Iron Man, made me cry, and apparently I've heard the story ever since I was three. So,
and what's from then that? On,
yeah,
I
had the rock.
That's awesome. Anyone
pass it
else?
On to the guy on my right over here, Aaron.
All right, what's up? I'm Aaron Alday here. Probably a mixture of things, but I would probably have to go with one. probably my local guy, Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Probably just changing music, changing sound, distortion, and, you know, not the norm. Definitely taking a blues style and twisting it around. So, and I don't play blues. I don't play Jimmy, but I have that soul in me. So definitely Jimi Hendrix.
I hear it, man.
Right on.
Taking some good influences here so far.
Yeah, Aaron, vocals. I'd have to say probably going back. I mean, Linkin Park was probably the first
Chester.
Band that I would actually stay up late
and
wait
Bennington.
For songs. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, rest in peace.
You know, younger. That's what I waited for on the radio.
Yeah.
But
saw him at the Gorge.
That'd be it.
Awesome. Would you say he influenced you to kind of like test your vocal range?
Absolutely. You know, and the funny thing about it is this is the first band I've actually screamed in. I've always just done I've only done cleans before, and even that was a little rough around the edges. I mean, it's still a work in progress, but yeah. His range, I mean, you know, there's a multitude of vocalists out there, but I think that band was the first one that I stayed up late just to get through the night sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. I like it.
Mike here. For me, I remember being in my brother's car, our bassist, Gerardo, and he's older than I am, you know, about 14, 15 years.
So he was the one who turned you on to this,
though. Yeah.
Right. So, get on, G.
I remember being in his car, and he was bumping Metallica, and he had, like, two subwoofers, so that double bass was kicking. And
yep.
Man, that turned me on to drums. I'm like, damn, what's this? And
ever since then,
yeah, double bass has just been
the thing. That's awesome. That's cool, man. Well, it sounds like you guys are, like, really just obviously rock is the kind of thing that brings it all together, but that's some diverse sounds, and you can certainly tell it in your music, very diverse sounds of the from song to song on the album. Now, this is the one that might be a bit embarrassing. We'll see. What is the first CD, album, tape, whatever, first piece of music that you actually purchased on your own, not given to you like your big brother, not given to you by your mom and dad or a present or something like that, not passed down, something you actually sought out on your own? All right, let's go around the room like before.
All right. For myself, it was Black Flag.
Nice.
It was a cassette tape.
Yes.
And
was
I
was it damaged?
Super happy about it. Of course it was jamming. It was jamming to me because it's, you know.
No, damaged the album.
Damaged. No, I'm like, was it jamming? Of course it was jamming. no, it was not. That was actually number three for me. The one I got was one had Drinking and Driving on it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. Sorry,
that's
guys.
That's old school. SST Records, man. That's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. And that was like an accomplishment for me back then. Because I was always bumming and dubbing people's tapes and stuff like that. So,
got your own tape, man. You got your own
absolutely.
Copy. Now they're going to have to bum it
that's
from
right.
you.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what I said.
Nice.
Hey, what's up? There have been a couple of different situations. I had the first CDs I ever bought was back in the day, Columbia House. For
yeah, I got
for
that.
A CD, so
yeah. 10 CDs for one penny?
Yeah, so that was like my own money. So,
And by the way, you owe me a penny, Columbia House, because Slaughter is not rad.
I've never paid the penny. But yeah, so
I got sold on the
name. It ranged from gangster rap all the way to, you know, your normal Poison stuff that was out at the time, and then early 90s influence stuff that was definitely part of me. But the first CD or tape I ever bought, or actually my mom bought with me at Fred Meyer's, was Eazy-E.
Nice.
Eazy Does It.
That's
and,
awesome.
And the
Eazy Does It.
Yeah, the clerk was like asking my mom, like, are you sure you want to buy this for your son? But so, you know, mom
I've
made
seen
mom
many
made
lives
good on.
Thanks,
downhill
mom.
From this.
Yeah.
So that's why
ever
you
since
are.
I heard some Eazy-E boys in the hood, I was on my own right from there. So
and if you wonder why he is how he is, that's why.
That's why.
Nice. Thank Aaron, you. How about you, man?
I didn't start out as hardcore as these guys, really.
All good. All good.
I mean, the first one I purchased myself was Backstreet Boys. You know?
Backstreet's back. Yeah. All right.
I grew up with the boy band.
If you've ever seen us live and you watch Steinbucher.
And
dance.
Man, when you grow up, you know, four of your best friends jumping up, you know, for talent shows.
Hey, you know what though? Salute to Aaron, because a lot of people would be coming up here and fronting like, "Hey, I got Pantera," you know, and like just lying. But he was
introduced to Pantera. I was partying with him all the time.
No, he had the balls enough to be like, "No, he asked me a question to be real. It was Backstreet Boys." So salute to you, man.
Better taste came out afterwards, but you know, I give that to my dad. He probably started. fantasy to me with some Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, and all that.
Right, man. But, you know, I like that you answered it correctly, dude, and truthfully. That's
yes,
awesome.
Sir.
That's awesome. That's why I ask it, man.
Absolutely.
So, Mike here, first album was a compilation by Sublime called Secondhand Smoke.
Yes, oh, yes. Yeah, I remember yeah. that.
I still have that CD. Actually, I found it going through some boxes. I got it in my car right now bumping. So
not, I remember
it wasn't
that.
Scratched too hard, but.
Hell yeah.
That was a great CD.
You didn't party too hard on the Sublime, huh? I mean, a little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
Right on. Well, like I said, the Method 13 in studio, and I kind of just asked these questions to get like an idea of where their influences are coming from. We're going to play a couple more songs off the record. Here's Hate Inside and Embrace. Is there anything you guys want to say about these songs before we jump right into them?
Hate Inside here is very driven by Gerardo, our bassist. So,
awesome.
Yeah, this is a great song. Show him, yeah.
Absolutely. Gerardo, we wish you well, man.
Much love, Gerardo.
We'll see you soon. And good luck there, killing it. No, that's a bad thing to say when someone's in the hospital. Not
yo,
killing it,
hey man. You said it.
Yo, ah! The bass player, he's in the okay, hospital, G. but he's going to be playing.
He doesn't
Hemfest
know you
on Friday,
well.
So that shows how hardcore he is. Yeah, he loves Method 13, and we love him.
All right. I'm just going to stop talking. Let's listen to the music. Here's Method 13. Two more songs on Loud and Local.
Thank you.
And local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We've been hanging with Method 13 in studio.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, it's Seattle. Been awesome having you guys in studio.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks for having us.
So tell me, is anyone, any of your friends staying up late to listen to this?
Oh, yeah. We got a mini mob.
A mini mob.
Mini mob.
Yeah. Party Delp.
Do you guys have a name for your fan base? Is it like the Method Crew or like?
Actually, we do. It's called the Meth. What is it called?
You named it.
Oh, the Meth Heads.
Well, we unite.
We kind of got two names. Actually, we're trying to do
Meth OD.
Not Meth OD.
It's Meth Heads.
Yeah, not that either. But it could be.
It's Method 13 Maniacs, right?
Method Maniac. What is it? Method Maniacs?
No.
Stop it right there. You're killing us.
Yeah. No, all day came up with Method 13 Maniacs. We got a little group going on. Yeah.
I'm going for hashtag meth heads.
Yeah. That works, man. Hey, whatever hashtag gets trendy, you know.
Faces, I mean,
that's
of
what
meth.
It's about, right?
Oh, man.
I'm just giving you crap. It's awesome to have you guys in studio. It's cool. I feel like it's been a little while. Like, I feel like I'm already friends with you guys. I've been talking with Aaron for a little while about setting this whole thing up. So it's nice to have a rapport with you guys. It's very cool to have you guys in studio. And again, your album is available to stream on pretty much any of the major streaming platforms. I got some of the songs off of Spotify. You can get that off of Spotify. Not that I'm like endorsing Spotify, not that I'm a paid endorser, but like I said, through iTunes or Spotify or
Deezer.
Yeah,
well, that's a new one. Deezer.
Yeah, Deezer.
Deezer.
What's Deezer?
I mean, I've just learned about it. Yeah, man, we just uploaded thing? Through, this place called DistroKid. And
they just
drop it everywhere. So, yeah. I mean.
Shout out DistroKid.
Yeah, right.
DistroKid.
Yeah. And they're going to have their physical copies in hand soon. So make sure you go to their shows. They're playing this Friday at HempFest.
Yeah,
Seattle.
Smoke weed. Get your dab rig ready.
That's awesome. I can picture people with a full-on dab rig watching you guys rocking out, like waving their dab rig in the air.
That would be awesome.
Throwing their horns up in one hand and the dab rig in the other.
Instead of lighters, right?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Huge torches.
Torches.
Yeah. Torches blazing.
Jesus.
Torches. Yes.
Live at HempFest, the Seattle Institution, this Friday, August 17th, down at – what's the park? It's
the High Tune Stage.
Okay. Yeah, it's the High Tune Stage.
It's three different parks.
Yeah.
They're all smashed together.
High
Tunes. I don't know the names of the parks. Marymore.
Myrtle Edwards.
Myrtle Edwards.
That's right.
Down those M parks.
It's by the silos. I mean,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and just shout out to the dude that put it on. I mean, Scott McKinley. I mean, he's big Scott. In the music
not
community.
Him, that's Vivian McPeak.
Huh? Well, no,
he got us
the show.
Yes.
I mean, at the High Tunes stage.
Scott McKinley. It's his High Tunes.
Yeah, it's his thing. So. He put us on, and the cool thing about it, you know, he's merging cannabis and music. So, I mean, he's got a cool thing going.
I mean, it's always been kind of, a nice partnership, but he's making it official, right?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Sure, shout out to Scott McKinley and High
Tune. Much love for Scott.
At 7 p.m. again at HempFest. So now is the time for you guys to just give shout-outs, and I want to give the stage to you guys right now to, any thank yous, any shout-outs, anything you guys want to say before we go into the last song of your little set here.
Cool, yeah. So I got a couple shout-outs, Mike, here.
Of course.
People that support us, Blake. Shout-out to Blake. Shout-out to Jose and Chewy, people that have been supporting me and Method 13. Yeah, man, that's what I got. Shout out to my family, my folks. They've, helping making this happen.
For dealing with your crap.
Yeah, exactly. For dealing with my crap. Go on ahead.
Me primarily, I'm meeting everybody little by little. Not from this state, but I mean, the biggest shout out probably to my wife. She's here in the studio tonight.
Hello.
What's up?
Puts up with my crap and all of our crap, actually.
Yes.
But
mostly yours.
I think one of the most genuine people that I've dealt with is probably Aaron Torres. He puts on a lot of shows, man, for all of us. You know, all these bands, local bands.
Yes.
So it's very awesome.
Anybody who wants to know who Aaron Torres is and wants to get into the circuit, go talk to him.
Yeah, really. Check him out. He's helping everybody out. So that's the biggest shout out I got, but everybody in this scene is awesome. I mean, I've come from a closed-minded scene before, and I kind of walked into this one with open arms. A lot of these people are
It's nice that it's the opposite of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's great.
Go for it, brother.
All right, well... I just want to say shout out to KSW and for KD, Kevin Deers.
Oh, yeah.
Do what we do. Brr. I mean, without what he does for Metal Shop, definitely.
KSW. Without,
that too. But know what Kevin does and for, Saturday night and Sunday night, it means a lot to me as a young kid listening to Metal Shop and
listened
to it earlier.
Aw. Making me tear up, bro.
Yeah. Well, you got to understand there was Cube 93 for a long time. So.
Okay.
Shout outs to my wife, shout out to my son Hendrix Allday, my daughter Presley. My wife supports me.
Hendrix and Presley, that's awesome.
Yeah, and my other son Ethan Allday, he's a superstar, so
cool.
It's all good.
Superstar.
Yeah. she supports me dearly, and there's a lot of money and time invested away from my family and my young ones. I have two brand new little ones, and she's down for it. So I do shout out to that. And then I do shout out to every single band out in the Northwest.
Yep,
Method 13 would love to reach out for us and do our thing. A few of the bands that I personally love is Massacre of the Opera. I don't know if you've played them before, but they're really great.
Awesome.
And then the Chamber 6, they're formerly known as they're Rain, but they were my homeboys. They got us going. So, yeah, that's kind of where my shout-outs are.
That's awesome. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
I would like to give a shout-out to the gentleman that helped us record our album. His name's Dylan Fant.
Cool.
And the guy that assisted him, his name's TJ. I can't remember his last name. Sorry, TJ, but they are down at One Shot Studios. And anybody who's interested
to
like the sound of the album,
see.
Go down there and check it out.
Yeah, man, One Shot, what's up?
Right on.
Monty Delp.
Monty, the more Eric. Van.
Oh, my gosh. What's your last name, Eric? Jasinski. That's right. They want to hear that. Stefan Nagel. That guy's awesome. My family, Amanda, my son Simon, my daughter Alyssa, guys in the band.
What's up?
Hey, thank you.
Love.
Don't give me too much credit. We got to get to the music.
We'll just keep on saying it. Kevin Deers. I don't know if you guys know, but Kevin Deers is here.
Making me blush. All right.
That's your new nickname.
But much love to everybody.
Absolutely. Much love to you guys. Method 13 in the studio again. Catch them live at HempFest this Friday. Damn it. August 17th at 7 p.m. this Friday. High Tune Stage. We'll see you there. We got one more song, Fictional Paradise. You guys got a lyric video up on YouTube for this, so we'll be able to know what the hell you're saying.
Right.
Right on. Here you go. It's Method 13. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Tino. Yeah, it's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.